Okay, the last few weeks we've been looking at kingdom people, and Dave started off the series. Remember that picture of there's the world, and then there's heaven, and we're somewhere along this path, but we are kingdom people. And then Phil spoke about us being inclusive people. Everyone is welcome. No one need be excluded. We welcome all sorts, all types, all backgrounds, whoever. God loves everyone, including you and me. And then I spoke about gifted people, how God gives us all sorts of wonderful gifts. And then last week again, Dave spoke about us being in the presence of God and what a difference that makes to us. Okay, our theme this morning is kingdom people are a proclaiming people. A people who tell others of the love of Jesus Christ, who proclaim the gospel of Jesus. But before I speak on this, I firmly believe that praying should precede proclaiming. Praying should always precede proclaiming. Before any move, any major move of God in bringing about revival, you will find this was always preceded by individuals and groups praying. In 1904, just a few years ago, Evan Roberts said this about the Welsh revival. Evan Roberts was deeply involved. He said this, part of his testimony: "This is the work that God has pointed out to me. His Spirit came to me one night when I was on my knees. And as a result of all that, in round about a year, 100,000 came to know Jesus. 100,000. Places at work, in the mines, in the bottom of the pit, men gathered to pray." Wasn't a best place. Then just God did something. Then around about 45 years later, 1949, in the Hebrides, there were two ladies, one aged 82, one aged 84. One was blind. One could hardly walk. But they prayed and they prayed. They prayed for the church. They prayed for their society. Because they noticed there wasn't one young person went to any of the churches. Not one. So they called out to God. And then that prayer meeting grew and grew. And again, this revival just broke out. Jill and I, we was at Frimley Baptist prior to coming here, and it would have been round about 4 years, maybe 5 years ago, the church meeting decided they're going to hold a mission. And it took us probably about 12 months to organise and everything. And I was asked to just head up the admin and stuff, because I don't know anything about missions anyway. And we invited a team to come along and join us. Prior to the team coming along, individuals prayed, groups prayed. Some people were walking down the streets, prayer walking, weeks, months in advance. When the team came, the church organised all sorts of events, things for men, things for ladies, things for teenagers, all sorts of events. And also, we went door knocking. So we went on the doors, just knocking on people's doors. You'd be amazed how many people, there were 31 responded to Jesus in 1 week. One church, 1 week, and a lot of prayer. 31. Some people, even on the doors, were able to just respond there and then. We went to the Frimley Carnival, just out in the field, and we're just chatting with people. People responded in the field. teenagers responded and were baptized in water. So, I dare not be arrogant enough to think I can go and proclaim without waiting on God, without seeking God, without praying first. I know that without praying, I'm going to achieve very little, if anything at all. And I would say the most effective proclaiming is by a Holy Spirit-filled man or Holy Spirit-filled woman. A Holy Spirit-filled man or woman who's been in the presence of God. When that happens, look out. That is the most effective. Isaiah chapter 6. You'll know this. In the year that King Isaiah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorpost and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he'd taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for." When you're in the presence of God, you have a realization, some understanding of his holiness, of his majesty, of his glory, of his awesomeness. And at the same time, you're aware of everything that's lacking within you. God, you're so holy. God, I'm so sinful. God, you're so perfect. I'm so imperfect. When it happens, I find it breaks me. Who am I, Almighty God, that you should love me like this, in this state? Oh God, we sang about his love this morning. That's what it is. As you pray to God, something happens in your heart which moves you. You have a vision of who he is, and you know who you are in Jesus Christ. You have an insight, an inkling. You have a vision of the love God has for mankind and for those who do not yet know Jesus Christ. Having received this vision, having received this insight, the love of God for others, I believe God gives us then a passion for the lost. That's what happened with Isaiah. This passion is so real, so great, it will never be satisfied until the lost are saved. Until they know Jesus as you do. That's why you say, "I'm going to keep on praying." Don't you dare stop praying for your family. I don't care what state they're in. Pray and pray and pray and do not give up. Because I know of a God who hears. I know of a God who answers prayers. Who is it? Who's on your list? Make the list full. Man, we should have a book of them. We should. God has. The Holy Spirit-driven passion affects our emotions. We cry as we cry out to God, as we pray to God for the lost. A worship song springs to mind. You know, that song, Hosanna, the one which has the words, "Break my heart, Lord, for what breaks yours? Everything I am, for for your kingdom's cause. I'd say when I'm lacking in emotion, I'm lacking in praying. My eyes remain dry because my heart has not been affected. So I say, oh God, please break my heart for what breaks yours. Do it, oh Lord. So, having received first this vision and then this passion, you'll now beg God for action. Oh God, will you do something? You'll call out and you'll cry out until you're cried out. Are you that desperate? Oh God, do it. My brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, God, save them. God took people across their path. God save them. Have mercy. Let's cry out until we're cried out. If the vision you have is real and the passion you have is Holy Spirit driven, you'll not stop praying until God answers. It's not how good you are at praying. God hears every single prayer. God never says that's a rubbish prayer. God knows your heart. He understands us. You may not be as eloquent as others. So what? Call out. Ask God to save those people who are on your heart. Is that where you are at this morning? If yes, then praise God. If not, then ask God to do something in you until you are like it. Will you ask God to make you a prayer warrior? I believe God is raising up an army of prayer warriors. Will you join that army? I'm aware these days, these last few weeks even, I keep hearing of churches here and groups there who some up, they're just praying like they've never prayed before. I tell you, I'm excited. I sense we're in the midst of revival. God knows our nation needs him. We know our nation needs him. We've never been in such a state. We don't need clever politicians. We need Almighty God to move in men and women's lives. Then we'll see change come about. You'll have noticed in the church diary we set aside times when we as a church are going to gather to pray. Will you join us next Sunday here, 7 o'clock? We're going to have our friends from Aldershot and from Farnham. We're all going to gather together. It just happens to be this place this time. Will you come and join us? And then the following Friday, we're having another half night of prayer. You'll notice these will be happening every month. We're not going to stop. Friday once a month, Sunday once a month, we're going to pray. Now at the moment, we need a venue for a half night of prayer. You can come back to my house again. I don't mind. My neighbours are blessed. Right. Let's come and bless your neighbours. Can we come round to your house for a half night of prayer? If you just let me know, or Dave know, or someone know, we need a venue for that Friday. So that'd be great. We will travel anywhere. We'll come to Alton. We don't mind. Honestly, we will travel. I'll hire a bus if necessary. We're not here to inspect people's houses. We're gathering to pray. We'd love to meet in your homes so we can pray for your house and the effect you're having on your neighbours. Let's pray for your neighbours. We had the opportunity last time of praying with one of my neighbours. It was wonderful. We're going to pray. Okay, now I've considered looking at praying, let's look at proclaiming. Okay. And in Isaiah we see, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And then we'll get a similar passage in Habakkuk. For all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In these two scriptures, God declares he will be known throughout the earth. There are no no-go areas as far as God is concerned. I don't care what groups of people, whether you know them locally, I don't care if it's gangs or anyone else, there are no no-go areas. God says all the earth, all mankind. God's plan is to proclaim his glory, his love, his salvation to all people through his people. To all people through his people. You and me. Now, where would you place yourself at the moment in terms of being a proclaimer? Where are you? Maybe you feel you're at the starting point, almost ready to go. Maybe you've already started and have done for some while and have had quite a number of opportunities to share the message of the gospel. Or maybe you feel, John, I'm not even at the starting point yet. I don't mind. Whatever your position is this morning, my desire is that you'll feel able, you'll feel willing to take that next step of faith, that next step of obedience, whatever that is for you. If you can run, great. If not, one step at a time. Will you do that as God calls you? Will you ask God to do something in you to take that next step, whatever that may be? Okay, in Genesis, we get a few scriptures now. We always start off in Genesis, it's great. Genesis 12, verse 13. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, what you know, leave your people, your father's household, everything that's familiar to you, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. God chooses one man. One man, and says, through you, I'm going to make myself known to others. We read Isaiah 6 earlier on, and that next section is where God calls for someone who will be a proclaimer. And Isaiah stands up and shouts, send me, use me, I want to go. Will you use me, O God? Having had this vision of God, this wonderful experience of God, his next thing is, God, I want to go. I want to go. Will you be that one man? Will you be that one woman? Do you say to God, I can't do that? God knows that already. He says, you can't, but I can. We don't need to be that versed in theology. God is looking for a man, a woman, who's filled with his Holy Spirit. Just to be willing to go. Don't be surprised at the situation God will put in your place. That's when we rely on God. Isaiah 42. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. Don't you dare think you're not good enough. What did Steve say earlier? Jesus looked at you. I love you. I love you. I've called you in righteousness, so you are good enough. I will take hold of your hand. God never leaves us, nor forsakes us. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people and a light to the Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. This is the gospel message. This is what we proclaim. It's brilliant news. Captives released. Those who've been sold a lie from Satan ever since they've been born. All of a sudden their eyes are open. Their heart is changed. Oh God, what a God you are. Just turn me off a minute. I didn't want to deafen you. Thank you. Acts. Okay, Joe. Acts 13, verse 47. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. This is disciples, yeah. I've made you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And you'll see those two scriptures together. A light to the Gentiles, a light for the Gentiles, release for captives. God's heart is for all mankind. God wants all men to be saved. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Declares the sovereign Lord. Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their wicked ways and live? And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. This is good and pleases God. God, our Saviour, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Isaiah chapter 45 says this. There is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Saviour. There is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. Isaiah 45. Before me, every knee will bow. By me, every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in the Lord alone are righteousness and strength. Similar one in Philippians. You'll recognize this. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We have numerous scriptures that give us a clear message of the heart of God towards mankind. That we have a God who loves men and women. A God and a Saviour who wants to be known. Not merely head knowledge. Oh yes, I know about God. But to experience a deep, deep relationship with him. And on that point, I'm just going to pause. In case there's anyone here this morning who does not know that deep, deep relationship with God, you can do right now. You can know that love for yourself. And it's real. It's not something out there in the sky somewhere. It's real, living, dwelling within us. What we've been singing about all morning. If you want to have a word with me or one of your friends who brought you, we want you to know the love of Jesus Christ. Okay. And this task of proclaiming this abundant and magnificent love of God is given to you and to me. In Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? What comes to mind when you hear about proclaiming the gospel message? When you're encouraged to stir up that gift within you of evangelism? You know what? There's a variety of ways that we can proclaim. Do you recognise this picture? Oh yeah. There's a proclamation made when Megan had her baby. Yeah, outside the doors there of Buckingham Palace, these two servants, they're not mates of mine, I wish they was, and then just put on this notice board. How on earth are you going to see? I don't know, because it's about 50 yards away from even where the gates are. But there we are. So that's one way. Or we can speak to others. Is that... recognise him? No, it really isn't me. Okay, so we can speak. There's a town crier. Or maybe, is this music. That's another way we can proclaim the gospel, is through music. Another way, through song. Many, many ways. Maybe it's art or posters. Oh, sorry, drama. Yes, this is something special. Well, it's all right. It goes off on a tangent sometimes. You get used to him. Drama. Are any of you into street drama? Yeah, I knew you all were. So, it just so happens, a guy visited our house. His son needed... I was having work experience at Bright Bricks. He's an Assemblies of God minister. A guy called Neil Maddock. And he does performing arts. That's his gifting. So it just so happens he happened to be staying with us for a week. These things happen, see, doesn't it? And then I realised what he's doing. I said, oh, so I found Dave. So Dave, you got an hour or so sometime this week. So we popped over, we had a coffee together, chatted with Neil. Neil does amazing work. So we booked him for Saturday the 27th of July, the day before our church picnic on the Sunday, and there's going to be a dedication, there'll be other families coming. So Saturday 27th, Neil's going to come along, and he's going to do some of his performing, basically the life of Christ, or a shortened version, into around about 15, 20 minutes. And so we're going to be outside the library at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, all right? And he will sing, he'll draw a crowd, he'll perform, just to give us an idea. And then what we have in mind, we're also going to invite Sean from Farnham and Steve from Aldershot to come along. And we're also inviting all the other church leaders in the town, because we're working together. We don't mind which church people go to, all right? So, because next Easter, we want to do something a bit different. So as well as having a witness outside the library, we want to have a performing arts scene. So that's what we're going to do. Now, it's quite easy, because all you've got to do is just pop along with your neighbour just to go shopping at Lidl. You don't have to say anything. It's all done for you. Just bring them along. Hey, are you going down there? Oh, I'm going shopping. Oh, what time do you want to go? Let's go about 11 o'clock. Oh, no, let's make it 12 o'clock. Whatever. Just get along there, bring some people, and just see. Now then, what we're hoping is, having seen what Neil does, would that inspire you? It's no pressure, honestly, it really isn't. But some people are budding street artists. They are. They're fantastic. It's not me. I'm rubbish. But some of you, maybe that's your gifting. Maybe your gifting is something else. Maybe your gifting is art. There's some brilliant people, really gifted. I'm not. I struggle drawing a straight line. The only near man I can draw is a stick man. That's not my gifting. Some of you are. All right? It could be posters. Or maybe you want to do some advertising. Think about advertising somewhere. I call it the shed roundabout. Do you know where I mean? By Farnham. Yeah? We all know what the shed roundabout is, don't we? Why do we know it? Because there's always some advertising there, isn't it? It's really clever. 50 sheds of grey, wasn't it? And then there was the Easter sheds, plain or milk. But I tell you, you'll always look. We do. I'm driving that car, I think, I've got to be careful of the car in front of the car. I'm looking at the advertising. Is advertising your thing? There's many ways we can reach the gospel, okay? Maybe you're onto maybe phone is your thing. The iGeneration, it's fantastic. Maybe a blog, or a tweet, or Facebook. I don't know. Yeah? There's many ways. Or practical acts of kindness. So there's a whole variety of ways we can take the love of Jesus Christ to others. All sorts. I'd say pray. Ask God for inspiration. I regularly ask God for opportunities. Now, I'm not artistic. I'm not musical. I'm not really into the iGen of tweets and Facebook. No, I don't mind people are. That's just not me. I could go on and on in the areas that I'm not. But it just so happens I can talk. Have you noticed? Hey, surprise! Now, I'm happy to talk with anyone. People I've never met before. It's not a problem to me. Or people, I don't mind who it is. I'm just happy to talk. But you know what? That wasn't always the case. I'm serious now. As a youngster, I was a nervous wreck. I did not want to talk to anyone. It's like my mouth just dried up. It's like my lips froze together. And God did something with me. So don't discount yourself. I'm honest, I'm serious on this. Do not discount yourself in any area. 2 Corinthians says this, "For my power is made perfect in weakness." That's what I've known. I know I make a difference, not because of me, but because of who is in me. I make a difference because Jesus is in me, because the Holy Spirit is in me. I know I do. It's all for His praise, His glory, not mine. So I say pray with and pray for individuals, your families. I've already said, don't you give up. We look forward to a testimony when she's born again, and you know it, and she knows it. We look forward to it. Any of us, come on, let's have testimonies, people being born again, because we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. Pray for your families, pray for your neighbours. I remember, I live in a new area of Borden over the other side there, and I'm fortunate because the middle bedroom I've nicked as my study. And so across the road, it was just a building site. Just the foundations going. And I can remember praying for the house opposite. God, whoever comes into that house, I want to be a blessing to them. I want to speak to them. I want to have an impact on them. And I've already been able to meet the neighbours. And she's already said about her cousin who's got a terminal 4 cancer and asked us to pray. So we did that night. All right, pray. Pray for neighbours. Pray for your work colleagues. I'm going to finish off. Isaiah. Right, I want you to remember what you brought in Jeremiah. Remember that phrase? Right? This is what God said. You will be a well-watered garden like a spring whose waters never fail. And this is what Jesus said. Whoever believes in me, that's you and me, as scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in you, flowing out to others. It's not about our ability. It's about what God does. What I am unable to do, God is far more than able to do. And he does. Time in, time out, time again. Because he's a faithful God. That word, again, which Steve says, you're special. Jesus smiling on you. Jesus is pleased with you. Jesus is not ashamed of you. Jesus loves you. Jesus is pleased with you. That's what was shared. So what is it? What's that next step for you? I'm going to ask you in a minute to be two things. I'm going to ask you to stand in a second, not quite yet, if you know what that next step is for you. And then, having done that, I'm going to ask you at some time over the next few days, share that with someone else. So you're accountable, and you can give God the glory when all these things come together, maybe a house group or a life group, whatever. So, what is it, the next step for you? I don't need to know, but you just sense, God, I know you want me to just move on from where I'm at. You'll know what that thing is. It might be to stand up here and preach. It might be to stand out in the street and preach. It might be just to go across and say hello to a neighbour. I don't know. Will you stand if you know God has spoken to you and is moving you on just that one step? Will you take that one step further? If you will you stand? I'm going to pray for you. Okay. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, that you call us. You say we're special. God, this next step. Oh, God, you know our nervousness. You know our weakness. You know our frailty. This next step, oh, God, fill us with your Holy Spirit. We're going to step out in faith. We're going to step out and be obedient to your calling. God, come. Be exalted through every one of us. We ask you for your name's sake, for your honour, and for your glory. Amen. Thank you. And God, we pray for this area where we live. God, you've placed us here. You've placed us here. It hasn't just happened. You've placed us here. Some for many, many years. Oh God, we still believe you have a plan for this town. Would you save hundreds and hundreds and hundreds? Oh God, our prayer is give every church in this area the problem of numbers. Will you do it, oh God? Break out. Break through. Be exalted, O God. Take your rightful place. Be enthroned here in Borden for your name's sake, for your honour, and for your glory. Amen.